right. Well, Andy, here we is again. Say hello to everybody.
Okay, Amos. Hello, everybody. And the three of us is all happy to see you again. Amos, me, and New Rinso.
Andy Show with Lou Lubin, Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Alan Reed, Leo Cleary, Bill Johnstone, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Rinso, the only soap that contains Solium. That's why Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
We all know that Amos and Andy's friend, the kingfish, is named George Stevens. Well, it seems that in uptown New York, there is another and much younger George Stevens. And judging from a conversation going on at a local draft board, it appears that a rather serious mistake is about to result.
Mr. Walters, I see that draft notice we sent out to George Stevens came back marked address unknown.
Yes, but the post office just located Stevens' present address for us.
Oh, good.
According to their records, George Stevens has been getting his mail at the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. That's over on Lenox Avenue.
I notice here from his record that he's 23 years old, in excellent physical condition, and unmarried.
Fine. Better send the notice out special delivery. According to our quota, George Stevens must be in the Army by the middle of the month.
Well, come in, brother. What you doing down here at the Lodge Hall?
Well, you know me, Kingfish. I can't stand being idle. Come 11:30 in the morning, I just gotta get out of bed.
Nothing like getting out of bed early and chirping back at the Bluebird.
Yeah.
Sit down, son. I'm just going over the mail here.
Yeah, what's in there? Anything?
Oh, just the usual stuff. Bills, ads, and... wait a minute. What's this here? Here's a letter from the United States government.
Hmm.
Wonder what they're writing me about.
Maybe they send you a refund on your income tax.
Oh, I don't think so, Andy. Before you happen to read or something, you got to fund them something in the first place. I ain't funded them nothing in years.
Hey, look what it say up in the corner there under United States government. War Department. That department is all right, but that W-A-R. Boy, there is a mean arrangement of letters, all right.
Maybe they want us, say, that's about it. They want me for air raid warden again. Still got my old helmet at home, you know. Sapphire done planted to drain him in the thing, but I can dump the dirt out of that and put it on my head, you know.
Yeah, but the only thing, didn't the air raiders discharge you undishonorably last time?
Well, I had a tough break, and the Sapphire was hollering at me one night, and I didn't hear the siren. I always said to really want to alert the neighborhood, they ought to tie her to a lamppost, eh?
Yeah, you said it. She can outscreech anything they done invented up to now.
Yeah.
Say, Kingfish... You don't think the War Department wants you to come in the...
Andy, wait a minute. Don't dare say an awful word like that now.
Kingfish, I think you ought to open up that letter.
All right. Yeah, now, let's just ease the thing out the envelope gently here now.
Yeah, well, hurry up and read it, Kingfish.
Now, take it easy there now. You know, Andy, there's two ways to read a letter, fast and slow. And this is the kind of letter you got to sneak up on like a water moccasin.
Yeah, these government letters can really fang you, all right.
Yeah. Now, I want you to lay the letter face down on the desk. Then I'm going to put my head sideways down on the desk here. And I want you to start lifting up one corner of the letter gradual. It won't hit me all at once here, you see.
Like this?
That's right. Take it easy now. Okay, Anna. Lift it a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
A little higher.
Yeah.
Hold it.
You see something?
Yeah, there's a word coming up there now.
What is that?
Greetings.
Greetings?
Yeah, too early for Christmas, too, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't see no holly on that thing, neither.
Look, Andy, my heart is palpitating here. Give me the letter. Let me see here. George. Oh, me, Andy. It's true. The army is going to induct you, man. Look at here.
Oh, Kingfish, this must be a mistake. I know they've been digging into the mothball fleet, but I don't think they're going to drag out no barge like you.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. I'm too old. This whole thing must be a mistake. I just worrying about nothing here. Ha, ha.
Yeah, them want an old man like you. Ha, ha.
You know, Andy D is ha-ha's ain't as jovial as he should be.
No, listen, Kingfish, I guarantee that they don't want you. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Thing you do is call them up and tell them that they made a mistake.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. Wait a minute, I got the telephone number right here on the letter here. Yeah, I'll relieve my mind here. That's exactly what I do.
I wonder how they make a mistake like this.
Oh, they just permisk do the thing, you know. Wait a minute. Hello? Draft board? This is George Stephen. I just want to tell you a funny thing that happened. I got a draft notice from you this morning, and you done made a mistake. What's that? Hold the phone.
What'd he say?
He say he don't make mistakes.
Look here, just tell him that you is the George Stevens of the Mystic Knights of Cedar Lodge Hall up here on Lenox Avenue.
Hello? I'll tell you why you made your mistake, bud. I is the George Stevens at the Mystic Knights of the Cedar Lodge Hall. What's that? Hold the phone.
What'd he say?
He said that's the one they want.
I guess it's too late to tell him you didn't get the letter, huh?
Mosa, you can't take me. You see, I tell you, report for what? My physical. Yeah. See you Wednesday. Yeah. Well, and it looked like I in. Oh me. I guess I better go home and break the news to my poor wife.
Yeah. And Kingfish, if I don't see you again, keep America safe for us civilians, will you?